Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Lance?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Lance, how's it going today?
Good.
Awesome. You were speaking with my mapping coordinator, Carlene. Did you have any questions on what you guys were talking about or going over?
No, I understand that she's in a cutoff area to put my business on the first page of Google. I understand all that. I just want to know pricing, what the pricing is.
Gotcha. Yeah, let me get into that, and then I'll tell you what comes in the whole package as well, because she does a great job of explaining the basics. Okay?
All right.
Cool. So everything here, Lance, is set at a flat rate, so it's not a pay-per-job or a pay-per-lead. Your flat rate...
Yeah, I would never do that. I would never pay-per-click. I would never do that anyways.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. Well, that's not what this is. This is a flat rate for an unlimited call service. Your flat rate would be set at $249 month to month. Okay. Now there's no long-term contracts. You are grandfathered in at that price for that in-business credit that she did give you, which was a $350 credit. Now it does come with a one-time setup fee of $99. Okay. So for the first month, it would be $348 out the door. The second month, it would be $249 month to month after that. Okay.
That's not bad. Now that's actually really good. That's not a bad deal. Could you send me an email with how you generate your leads and stuff? Look up their company. What's the company called?
Our company is called Local Splash. I can send you a text message right now if that's what you would like with our website.
Because I haven't, but that comes with Google. That's for Google and Facebook, correct?
Yes. So basically what happens is what we do is we populate you to the first page of Google, and then we actually run a retargeting campaign on your Facebook page to retarget people searching for your services that are on Google, okay? Now, we also put you on 60-plus directory listings in your area. We also integrate you with Alexa and Siri. So anybody doing a voice search on a hands-free device, they would be able to find you on the first page as well. Does that make sense?
Like those garage door repair.
Yeah.
And right here, honestly, you guys aren't going to have a tough time doing that because there's, since you're doing it, what area, I'm not going to even tell you, what areas would you service for me?
Well, it'd be in your local area, so it actually starts from your address itself, and it goes into a radius. Now, for you, on the Google side, it just spits out to like a 10 to 15 mile radius. With the Facebook, we're able to push that out all the way to a 50 mile radius. So the cities.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be good enough for where I'm at for Google, because where my address is, if you only get 10 to 15 miles, that's only El Centro. But there's Raleigh, that's 30 miles away where I get a bunch of business, where I'm already the first page on Google there. So this is a big farm town, so I have it's pretty spread out. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
I wouldn't just want customers in Oakville and I have Calipat, Raleigh, Heber, I have a bunch of areas, you know?
So you would just let us know what cities you would want to be in, and then we can target those specific cities. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I would want to target the Imperial County, which is what I would want to do.
Yeah, so all the way from El Centro, Imperial, do you go to Raleigh? Do you go higher than Raleigh or no?
Yeah, Calipat.
Okay.
There's Heber, there's Delectico. Yeah, Westmoreland, Sealy. And then what about, I had another question about this. So I want to do work in San Diego too. So I'm in the Imperial County. If I want to do work in San Diego, but I have an overhead door, how would I advertise for work in the Imperial Valley and San Diego?
We would just list San Diego on one of the places to target, and then you would populate there. Now, if you want to advertise above the local map section on San Diego, that's a different ball game than what I quoted you. If you want to do that with Facebook, then obviously it would just be in the that $249 with the $99 setup fee. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I'm just gonna do Imperial County for right now. See how
right.
Test you guys out. See how you guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not just gonna throw my money at you. I'm gonna
right.
obviously see how. But yeah, let's do it. I'm gonna try it out. I'll go ahead and do it. I'm down.
Let me just make sure that I have everything correct here, because I just want to make sure everything's right, you know, with Google and everything like that. For your business, go ahead.
Yeah, you're good.
What was that, Lance?
For my what?
No, you're good. Go ahead.
I was going to say, for your Google business profile, I just want to make sure everything is correct here. I have dedicated overhead garage door services. That's your business name, correct?
No, dedicated overhead door.
Overhead door.
It's not garage doors, it's overhead. But you would want to advertise as garage door services, because no one ever puts fucking overhead door. But
right.
That's what we are. But that's my name.
I just want to make sure that the business name. Yeah. So what's going to happen is this is going to populate on the first page of Google for your business name. So whatever your business name is, I just want to make sure that's correct. So that way when they do find
you. Yeah, my business name is Dedicated Overhead Door.
Okay.
LLC. But I do gates as well. So on Google, I have it as Dedicated Overhead Doors and Gates.
Okay, so you already have a Google Business profile, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just do something really quickly.
I already pop up first in my Brawley, Holtville. I don't pop up first in El Centro, but I already pop up first in, like you should be able to see my Google page and in Holtville, California. There's two dedicated overhead doors. There's also a dedicated overhead door in Colorado, but I'm in California. So it
right.
So.
Yeah. The Colorado one doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me one sec. I just want to make sure we're populating the correct one. Okay, so I have dedicated overhead and gates. Is that correct? That's you?
Yep.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Okay, and then what's your business location right now?
Holtville, California.
Okay, and what's the address for it? So we can start the mile radius
1921 Chambers Lane. But
if you're only going to do 15 miles from there, I'm not going to get shit from that, dude. Like, nothing. Because all like Holtville's a small town. I get all my customers from El Centro, Brawley, like the bigger cities. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So that's why I'm saying, we just have to make sure where your address is. I'm going to tell my tech team to have you populate in the Imperial County. So El Centro, Brawley area.
Yeah. El Centro, Brawley, Imperial.
You go to Herber.
That's where I want to. Heber.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll give you my address. It's 1921 Chambers Lane, Chambers.
Okay.
California, 92250.
Okay. And that's Holtville is the city, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you have a website at all, or do you not have a website?
Yeah, I can get my,
I have it right here.
Down, dude.
Oh,
yeah,
you did.
I shut the website. Yeah, I shut it down because no one even looks at that fucking website, dude. They just call the number.
Yeah.
Look at your reviews and call the number, dude.
Basically, they do. It's just some of them is credible, but you're doing, like you said, like you're doing the overhead doors with the gates, so it's kind of just, they just look at your Google Business profile and then your Facebook as well, right? You have a Facebook.
People just look at my photos, look at my reviews, and no one's looking at the website. You know what I mean?
Do you have a Facebook at all where you get customers there as well or no?
Yeah, I do advertising on Facebook right now too.
Okay, so we'll help you with that as well. Like I said, we'll retarget.
I need a lot of help on that because I need to get some reviews on that Facebook, and I don't know how to do that, dude. I click reviews, and I can't even get to where I could send people to leave reviews. I could have a bunch of people leave reviews on my Facebook, but I don't even know how to do it, you know?
Yeah, no, I get you. We can help you with that. I'm going to make a note here that you want help with that as well so my tech team can go over that. I am going to take you through just, like, the process here. Obviously, you're already populating on the first page in your area. It does take 30 to 45 days to populate on the other areas. So with Google, it's a process, okay? Yeah. I just want to set you up for success. I don't want to, like, I don't want to steer you wrong here.
Yeah.
With your Facebook, we'll have that up and running within 7 to 14 days, and then we actually build a tracking system for you so you'll actually be able to see everything that's going on, what you're being listed for, locations of searches. Also, too, you'll be able to track the calls coming in from Google, and then you'll also be able to see how well Facebook is performing. Okay?
Cool. Awesome, man.
Okay. Now, what's your last name, Lance?
Goodsell. G-O-O-D-S-E-L-L.
Goodsell. Okay.
G-O-O-D-S-E-L-L.
G-O-O-D-S-E-L-L, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then what's a good email address for you to... We can send everything over to you in writing after this.
It's dedicated, D-E-D-I-C-A-T-E-D. O is in Oscar, B is in Victor, H is in Hector, D is in Daryl, dedicated OVHD at outlook.com.
Okay. I'm just going to read it back to you. It's dedicated O, V is in Victor, H is in Hector, D is in Daryl at outlook.com, correct?
That's correct, dude.
Awesome. Okay.
So they're going to advertise for garage doors and gates, correct?
Yes. Whatever services that you offer. So if you're going to do garage door and gates, then that's what we'll have there. So that way when anybody searches that in your area or in the area you want to be populated into, they can find you on that first page.
All right. Fucking cool.
Do you do commercial gates as well or do you just do residential?
No, I do commercial and
residential.
Residential. Mostly commercial though, dude.
Okay. Do you do fire doors or do you just do garage doors?
Yeah, I do fire doors, but I don't really like fucking with fire doors. They're a big liability.
Okay. Okay, then I'll keep fire doors off of your hands. They are. I used to do fire. I know what you mean.
Yeah, they have them here at the seed plants and shit, but you have to go do a bunch of PMs on them and stuff, and they don't want to ever fucking pay you. I want to do installs, you know? I want to go make the money. I don't want to fucking deal with preventative maintenance and shit.
Okay, and that's installs for both fencing and garage doors, right?
Yep.
Okay, I got you.
And repair. I do repairs too, you know, installs.
Repairs,
all that.
Yeah.
Okay. I do roll up doors. I do roll up sheet doors. I do rolling steel doors. You know, which are what fire doors are, but without the fucking chain that breaks the spring loose.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
But whenever I get into the fire doors, maybe I will one day, but not right now.
Yeah, no, it is a hassle. I will say that I used to be a fire technician, so I know exactly what you mean. It's not easy or ideal. Right, I'm just making sure everything's correct.
You have to carry a whole different insurance for it too, you know.
Yeah, you do. You have to make sure that you're certified as well to be able to do
that. Yeah, you have to go to like a whole different school. I have to go to training to do those doors, you know. Like, I don't have that certification yet, so one day.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you have to tag it. So basically, you have to put, like you said, it's a liability, right? So if there's a fire and the fire door doesn't come down, you could be liable for that.
Yeah.
So it is a big liability for you. Okay. So I have everything pretty much set here. What I'm going to do is once we secure this listing and finish setting up your account, I'm going to send all this over to my tech team. They're going to get it started and then they're going to call you. I'm going to set up a meeting with them and you. That way we can get you going as fast as possible on this first page of Google and then also to getting access to helping you with that Facebook page. Okay.
Yeah, and if it works out, dude, like, you know, if it works out, I'll do Yuma, I'll do San Diego, we'll start doing other things too, you know, so.
Yeah, we could start branching you out further and further out, no problem, so. All right, Lance, what is, how would you like to secure this listing? Are you going to use a business credit card, are you going to use a debit card, how do you want to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to use a business debit card.
Okay, and then that just has the dedicated overhead and gates on there, or does it just have Lance Goodsell on there?
It has Lance Goodsell and dedicated overhead door, just dedicated overhead door.
Oh, okay. Overhead door.
It has my name and the business name.
Okay, and then for that car, do you guys have a P.O. box with it, or is it the same address as the 1921 Chamberlain?
Same address as the 1921 Chamberlain.
Okay. And then are you guys using a MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express?
Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready for that card number when you are.
Here, I'm going to hand you over to my girlfriend because I'm going to deal with the customer real quick. It's 44.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Thank you.
Okay. 4270-7558-3510.
Okay. Can I read this back to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have 4427-7558-3510. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And then what's the expiration?
0528.
Okay. And then what is the security code on the back?
470.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to set up a security question. Is he present or is he with the customer?
Yeah, I just came back.
I'm right.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So Lance is back on the phone?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. All right. I got everything set up there. I'm going to set up a security question. So this basically just secures you with us here. So you'll know it's us always calling you, and then we always know that it's you calling in, and your information doesn't get, you know, obviously out there in the open. So I have three questions for you. You can have one of them. It's either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Just put Hopeville.
Hopeville?
My bad, Brian. I'm on the phone. Yeah.
For the city you were born in?
Yeah, just put Hopeville.
Okay.
Whoa. What's going on here? All right, hold on. Give me 1 second.
Do Holtville. And then I'm going to hand you back to my girlfriend so I can take care of this customer. I'm sorry, buddy. And then
no problem.
Tell her everything and she'll write it down. I appreciate doing business with you, dude. Hopefully everything works out.
Yeah, no problem. I'll go through everything with your girlfriend and then we're going to send you everything in writing as well, okay?
All right, thank you. I appreciate that.
Here, no problem,
just
Lance.
Tell her everything and she'll tell me. I'm sorry, dude. I just have to do this opener real quick. My bad.
It's okay. No problem. I understand. Go get your customer.
All right.
Hey,
babe.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Hello, thank you.
What do you mean about Facebook?
Ask them about, like, what the – they didn't send everything in Facebook, but ask them how they – the reviews on the Facebook and all that.
Okay. Yeah. He wants to know about the reviews on Facebook.
Okay. So yeah, let me just set this up really quickly for you.
Sorry.
Dave. No, you're okay. All right. So I have his security question. If you want to write it down, it is Holtville. That way, anytime we call in, we're always going to ask him, hey, where was the city you were born in? And then his password is Holtville. For the Facebook reviews, we can help him get the Facebook reviews and push the customers to basically, if we want to do like a text message to customers after they're done, they can go to that Facebook review page and they'd be able to just leave a review right then and there.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so let me do this really quickly. Okay. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with? I'm sorry.
My name's Destiny.
Destiny, okay.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Okay, so Destiny, I'm pretty much done here. What I'm gonna do is, do you know his schedule by any chance or no?
It's kind of all over the place. It just depends. But he, just call him in the mornings probably. You know.
Okay.
If you need to talk to him.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna set up. I'm gonna set up I'm gonna set up a time with my tech team with him. And I'm going to email him everything as well, but I just want to make sure that that time fits with him. So that's why I was wondering if you know. What I'll do here.
I'll just write it down. It'll work out for him because he really doesn't have anything going on like today or tomorrow, you know?
Okay. So got it. So let's do this. Let's do 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And I'll actually send him an email on this, and it's just going to be a Google Calendar, and he can just accept it. We'll call him. If he wants to reschedule it, then we could absolutely do that as well. There won't be a problem with that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then I have to take him through a voice verification here. I just want to make sure before I do make the transaction that everything is set and that you guys have a firm understanding. So do I do the voice verification with you? Do I do it with him? I don't know who to do
with. I mean, maybe he do it tomorrow?
I have to do the voice verification before I can process the order. It's just by policy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not with me. We'd probably do it with him. But he's just doing a job right now. That's why.
Okay. Do you know how long that job will take, or is he just like setting the guy up, or?
I don't know how long it'll take. Maybe an hour.
Okay, an hour. Let's see here.
Here, do you want me to? I'll just see if he can do it really fast. Hi,
yeah,
how are you? Give me 1 second, sorry.
That's not a problem. I can hold.
Okay. He needs you to do a voice verification.
Oh, okay.
Hello? Hey, Lance, I just got to take you through the Hey, Lance, it's Charlie. Uh-huh. I just got to take you through the voice verification really quickly before I process the payment. It's just policy. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the payment. Sounds good?
All right, that's fine.
Okay, here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dedicated Overhead Doors, LLC.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Lance Goodsell, owner.
Awesome. You are authorized to enter this agreement on the behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on this billing of this account, correct?
The only one.
Awesome. Lance, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. That's your city you were born
Hopeville.
In, okay? Yep, Hopeville.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails with Local Splash?
Yes, but I don't want emails. I want phone calls.
Awesome. I will definitely give you phone calls. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online information during the terms of agreement?
Yes, I guess. I don't really know what that means, but yes, I do.
Okay. Basically, if you're going to have somebody else do the service, you would let us know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm not. I usually hang up on you guys, like on people that call me like this, but I'm all on a good day, so.
Okay. Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is October 3rd, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 3rd in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment, okay? You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225 to prevent charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand.
Awesome. I'm going to send you an email tomorrow. I told your girlfriend I'm going to set you up for 9 a.m. tomorrow. Is that okay for my tech team to get a hold of you and verify everything is going on?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And then
give her all this information. I got to get back to this. So.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Sorry.
No, it's okay, Lance.
Right. Hello.
Hello, Destiny.
Hi.
Hello.
Sorry
we're just getting
about this.
It's okay. No, I'm working with you guys. It's all right. Okay, so I will say everything went through on my end, so we're all good with the payment. We secured your listing here with us. I sent you guys a text message right now. Can you open that text message? It's coming from an 877. It should say, "Hey Lance, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent an invoice to your email address." There's a link there for terms and service. Terms and agreement.
I didn't receive it. Do you have a?
Let me see. Let me see what happened. Hold on.
Yeah,
give me one.
Yeah, I did get it.
Oh, okay. It just took a little bit of time.
It's 456.
Yes.
Oh,
does
never
it,
mind. This isn't it.
Let me see here.
That's a T-Mobile payment. Yeah, I get it.
Okay, let me see.
I thought I was looking at it.
Okay, so it looks like it failed for some reason.
Do you want me to give you a different number? He has 2 phone numbers.
No, that's okay. So it actually got sent to his email. So just let him know there's a terms and service agreement that he has to sign. My guys will walk him through that tomorrow as well. If that's something that he doesn't sign by tomorrow morning, we'll walk him through that terms and service agreement, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to send you guys another email. It's going to come to his email address that I have on file. And it's just basically letting him know that we all have a meeting tomorrow at 9 a.m., okay?
Okay.
Okay, and do you have any further questions for me at the moment? I know you kind of just got passed off to me to finish it up.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard here.
I think I just answer this question about the reviews and stuff. That's smart. We didn't think about that, to send a text to people with a link.
Okay.
Like, that's how
you
have to do it. So, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So we could definitely help you guys with that, and then we can definitely help you guys obviously with the Google reviews as well. So we can send out the text messages after doing a job, so that way whichever one you guys want to populate the most, we can help you out on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I sent that email over to you, so you guys are all set there, and then we will be contacting him tomorrow. Okay, Destiny?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow, Destiny.
Have a good day. Bye.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.